When functional extinction is permanent, ecosystems may irreversibly change to a new, alternate, stable state. Stable in that without some intervention, they will not reverse back to the system they once were. So one well-known example where overfishing resulted in an alternate stable state occurred in the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland and South Carolina. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the estuaries of the Chesapeake Bay harbored hundreds of square miles of oyster beds. At right, there's a photo of what they looked like in 1914. And down below, on left, is the heaps of discarded oyster shells that were discarded and the oyster canneries during the heyday of oyster fishing. The floor of the Chesapeake Bay used to be made up of generation upon generation of oyster shells, producing a hard substrate that facilitated the settlement and growth of oyster larvae, and thus the perpetuation of the oyster population. When industrial-scale oyster fishing began in the early 1900s, oysters were ripped out by the billions. What do you think happened to the water quality of Chesapeake Bay as oyster populations declined? What do oysters eat? How do they feed? Well, they filter feed, right? So hopefully you figured out that water quality went down tremendously because the filter feeding service of the oysters that they'd provided was no longer there. In fact, it was way back in 1877 that ecologists first urged that the preservation of oyster beds is as much the role of the state as the preservation of forests. The precipitous decline in oysters caused increased sedimentation in much of the bay. The middle of the 1900s, much of the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay was covered by silt and mud, highly sedimented and devoid of the hard shells of oysters. The Chesapeake Bay became one of the murkiest, most polluted water bodies in America. Unfortunately, those conditions were essentially irreversible. With the oysters gone, an alternate stable state had been created where a now mucky, soft bottom just kept getting muckier and muckier because oysters weren't there filtering out sediment. And oysters can't settle and establish on a soft bottom. The larvae need hard substrates to cement to. So Chesapeake Bay had been permanently and irreversibly altered due to oyster overfishing to a completely different ecosystem. There are restoration efforts now underway to rebuild hard substrates artificially so that oysters can be returned to the system. Click on the Resources tab for a case study article of this from PBS. Similar phase shifts in marine ecosystems have occurred in the North Sea, where overfishing of oysters and herring resulted in conversion of some of the clearest waters in the world to the polluted mess of algae blooms that the North Sea is now. In Jamaica, overfishing of fish that grazed on algae, combined with a die-off of sea urchins due to a disease, caused macroalgae to overgrow and outcompete the coral. Since coral larvae need hard substrates to attach themselves and grow, the shift of Jamaica's nearshore environments from teeming coral reefs to lifeless plains of algae was nearly complete and irreversible without serious policy changes to rein in fishing and restore hard substrates. These are just a few cases of how overfishing has led to widespread ecosystem changes that are not easy to reverse without major intervention.